I'll ever sing my love for you. Tasha, it's so good to see you. Thanks so much for taking the time. I believe you're in Greenville, is that right?
Damn, Greenville, South Carolina. I love it here. It's a beautiful city.
Thank you so much for joining us to talk about these songs. We're so excited as we're getting to live with these songs a little bit and worship with these songs, and just an incredible collection of songs. And the recording is amazing. The video is amazing. And this song we're talking about today, OMG, which I love that title. I love that you flipped that, you know. You made something that culture might have, you know, who knows how culture was using it a lot of different ways, but you took it and you redeemed it and made it something that was beautiful and glorifying to God. And so first of all, just I love that you're a culture maker, you know, in what you do. And so I appreciate that. But talk about this
Thank
song a
you.
little bit. You know, I think there's songs that sometimes that, you know, we sing, we write that talk about our how we respond to God and you know, maybe his countenance toward us. And then there's songs that are really just shining a big spotlight on, you know, who God is, the attributes of God, his power, his majesty, his glory. And that's what I love about this song is, man, there's not any self in this song at all. This is all about how great God is and his awesomeness, his wonder. Talk about the song a little bit and just the writing of it.
Wow. This song, it's absolutely one of my favorites. It just like you said, it absolutely just glorifies God. It's not about me. It's all about him and his wonder. I love that you called out the acronym, the OMG. It's something that started forever ago, like on social media. And a lot of times we use it for something that we're thinking, oh, this is mind-blowing, or you know, this is, I can't even fathom, this is great, this is awesome. And for me, you know, for us believers, that's Jesus Christ. You know, so you're right, we redeemed that statement and just brought it back to its original intent. That, oh my God, look what you have done. You are so amazing. And so this song was written by a few writers, Chandler Moore, Stephanie Gretzinger, who else is on? There's so many writers. It was
Come on.
just they did it in a writing session. And so they sent this to me and they said, hey, we have these thoughts, kind of incomplete thoughts that we were just kind of thinking around with this song, and they had a complete chorus. And so when I heard the chorus, I was like, wow, this song has to be solely dedicated to magnifying who God is, you know? And so when I got to that vamp part, I just started to write just some of the things that even the Bible documents that he's done or some things that he's done in my life. You make the mountains crumble. You silence the roaring thunder. You are the God of wonders. Oh my God, you know? And the more you think about those lyrics, it's like, this is just mind blowing. You know, I can't even fathom just how great you are. And I think that's what you feel, even when you hear that song, that wow, it's a reminder. This is the God that we serve. And yes, you might be in a certain space in life right now, but if he can do all of this, what you're dealing with, that's easy for him. One of my mentors, William McDowell, he says something all the time. He says, everything is easy for Jesus. And so I think that's a reminder. When you think about it, he says to me, you know, the minor headache and cancer, they're both just as easy for him. Nothing is harder for Jesus. And so when I think about that, that's what I hear in this song, that if he can do all, if he can calm the ocean's waves and snatch power from the grave, then certainly he can heal your issue. And that's what I want people to hear when they hear this song.
Wow, man, that's so good, Tasha. And you know, I've heard it said, you know, I don't even know where it originated from, but you know, when worship happens when we see God, you know, when God is revealed to us, you know, when we see, you know, in scripture, like all of his attributes, the things that he's done, you know, then worship is a response to that. And I love that, you know, that, you know, this song is pointing out just those attributes, those things that we know about God. And you know, like you said, when we get into those parts of life where things are tough and we begin to remind ourselves who God is, then all of a sudden the perspective changes, our situation changes, and you know, worship happens when we open our eyes and we just see, you know, him around us and everything that he's doing. It's so awesome. And we were just talking about before we started rolling here, but man, that bridge, it's like when you hit that bridge, that's liftoff right there.
Yeah.
Talk about that bridge a little bit.
Yeah. As we were singing that bridge, even the night at that recording, you can hear me. I kept saying, I'll sing forever. I'll sing. And the more that I would say that line, you know, my thought was, wow, it is a privilege to sing of your goodness, to sing of your greatness, and I'll sing forever. And I love to watch it because each time I say that line, it's with more fervor, more power, more strength. I really mean it. I will sing forever of your goodness. As long as I have breath in my body, I'm going to be singing of the goodness of Jesus. And I believe that we'll forever be experiencing his wonder, who he is. You know, I believe every single day we get a greater revelation of the God that we serve. And that's what we're singing about in that song.
Wow. That's so good. Tasha, I hope that every time you Google OMG from here on out, it just links to your YouTube video.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for sharing this song with us. And we're so excited to partner with you on these songs. And we're so excited for the church to hear these songs and the ministry that's going to happen as a result of them. And so thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.